This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Did Tristan Thompson disrespect his own country? That coming up at 8 o'clock. Speaking of the Cavs, real quick. Max Strus or DeAndre Hunter, who do you want to start? Max Strus or DeAndre Hunter?
You're asking me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought you knew my answer.
I'm looking right at you.
I thought you said Cavs fans.
There's new people that are listening.
Oh, okay.
Who do you want
to start? The guy that you hated on the radio every day for the last year and
or
a half.
Or DeAndre Hunter.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm taking DeAndre Hunter.
Does it bother you that a lot of people are still team Max Strus?
I think they're team Max Strus until they aren't, just like last year where everybody fought me tooth and nail, and then after the playoffs, everyone's like, Lam was kind of right. He's not a very good shooter. He doesn't shoot well in the playoffs, and he can't really defend in the playoffs. Bigger, longer guys. So I feel like right now, yeah, he's...
Are you going to say these things to Brad Doherty at 9 o'clock?
Beaten up. Well, I'll make a case. What is interesting, what throws a wrench in it, admittedly, is that DeAndre Hunter has felt more comfortable in the past coming off the bench. But if we're playing Boston, I feel way more comfortable with DeAndre Hunter guarding Jaylen Brown than I do Max Strus.
I think it's easier to keep Max Strus in the starting lineup. Because I think we build loyalty to these guys. I don't want to take it longer than I want to, but here we go. I think we build loyalty to him. Like, I've said it, and there's been a couple of differences there where I've said, yeah, you know what? You got the core four. They've earned the right to go out there and either sink or swim and beat Boston and get to the NBA Finals and maybe win a championship or fail tremendously, and then we can talk about whether or not there's pieces that need to be moved. But damn it, they've played so well. I think that when you have these guys, it makes it very hesitant, makes you very hesitant to move on or to upset that apple cart. People like Max Strus. There's something about him, Tone, that people just Max Strus.
He plays really hard. He gets the most out of his athletic ability.
The whole team plays hard. None of these guys are lazy. It's not like when Andre Drummond was here. Like, you can't accuse him of walking up and down the floor. So him playing hard. Sam Merrill plays hard.
When Yang
Tristan
was here.
Tristan Thompson was looking to get hard last night.
Can we say it now because he's no longer on the team?
Came out a different way. I'm sorry about that, but go ahead. I'm sorry. I distracted myself. We'll move on.
People would accuse George Yang because defensively he just couldn't scramble around. But I don't think it was lack of effort. I think just George Yang's at a different stage of his career.
Let's be honest. I'd love to have George on. Hopefully we will have him on here shortly, but I think he'd even admit, like, hey, lost 25 pounds in the offseason. He was a much quicker up-and-down player this last year than he was the year before. But they all play hard. So, you know, giving me the Max Strus thing, like, DeAndre Hunter is going to play hard. If he's more comfortable coming off the bench, then fine. But I do think that it puts DeAndre Hunter in the driver's seat. And yes, I have to agree with you that that game against Boston, or the combined games against Boston, but especially the last one, had to be the one that hits the gas pedal on making the Hunter move, because Max Strus was a liability.
Yeah, and it's just...
And that's what you're playing for right now, is to beat Boston.
It's just, okay, I wanted Dean Wade in the starting lineup, even though he's not the offensive threat that Max is, but I keep coming back to the one huge advantage that Boston's going to have, really they have it over everybody, but certainly you when you have, you know, a small backcourt, mm-hmm. and they have the guys that can kind of match up against you, even though Donovan does play really well against Boston, is that the minute you go from Max Strus to 6'8 and 7'2 wingspan DeAndre Hunter, now that advantage is mitigated. Now there is no longer the huge, huge advantage that Boston has. They'll still have, obviously, you know, Porzingis advantage there because nobody matches up against him. But I just think it's common sense.
Frank on the road, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all feeling?
We're doing well, Frank. Go ahead.
I'm kind of with Lima on this one. We got to kind of have Strus starting, you know what I mean? But we traded DeAndre Hunter. We lost Niang and LeVert. We also lost about 17, 18 points off the bench. And that's where he given us off the bench. And it's not like he ain't going to finish the games. Not even about, you know what I'm saying? Not when you start, it's where you finish. I know he's going to be in the fourth quarter, in the, you know what I'm saying, the clutch moments of the stretch. In the
so you want Hunter to start?
Oh, sounds like he wants Strus to start.
You want Strus or Hunter to start?
I want Strus to start, you know what I mean? Because we still need that balance of bench scoring, you know what I mean? Just points off the bench. And he's giving us 18 off the bench. You know what I mean? We kind of missing that and with Niang and LeVert. Well, but definitely.
The only reason.
I would rather Dean Wade to start, though, just for the size, but, you know.
I mean, he's got to be available, and I know his knee is getting better. We'll see what's after the All-Star break, but I'm sorry, Frank. I just really can't count on Dean Wade to ever really be healthy for him.
Yeah, that's the thing that stinks.
Me and you either, brother.
Yeah.
That's the thing that stinks.
We agree. Frank, thank you for the call.
Analytically, Dean Wade's defensive numbers are some of the best in the NBA and have been for the last few years.
Well, what am I going to do with the other 35 games of the season?
If you have Hunter coming off the bench and then you put him in 5 minutes into the game, and then you go, well, those are bench
really
points.
Yeah, it really is at a start. Yeah, that's true.
And yeah, I mean,
the bench points really matter in the playoffs?
Well, that's a good point, Owen, because I got to remind people, and I think people will understand once again once we get to the playoffs, it's just a different game. And Donovan Mitchell's not going to be playing 32 minutes a night. He's going to play 42 minutes in close playoff games.
Yes, he is.
Darius is going to go up to 39 minutes in a close playoff game. These bench minutes are going to be non-existent because the last thing you want to do is running your bench players against Jason Tatum. And
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Jaylen Brown and Kristaps Porzingis.
Gosh, you're right.
Who's really getting bench minutes in the playoffs? Like,
yeah, Ty Jerome.
Ty.
Oh, it's gonna go. It's gonna go down to a 7-8 man,
and you need a backup big man,
right? Because
Tristan's not that guy.
Tyson's gonna play like 2 minutes, right?
Right. Game. Oh, if he plays at all,
like, if he plays
last night, and it's but they're all blowouts, so you can use almost any night. But here we go: Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, Darius Garland, Donovan Mitchell, Max Strus, 28, 28, 27, 29, 26 minutes. Amani Bates got 4 minutes. You will probably not see him at all in the postseason.
No, will not even wear a uniform.
Jalen Tyson played 17 minutes. Will you see him in the postseason.
Maybe, hopefully you can get him in the first round.
At the end of the second quarter.
DeAndre Hunter's a yes. Remember, there's no Dean Wade right now, so you'll have Dean Wade. That's seven. And Sam Merrill, Craig Porter? Yes, no.
I think it's all shooting. Sam Merrill's going to be very matchup-based.
So eight, depending on the matchup. And if the matchup is he in against Boston in a matchup?
Merrill?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he came in and made some shots the last time we played him.
If you need to go offense, right?
Yeah. So some of these guys that we've made arguments for, there's no need to make an argument for. I think one of the things that you have to pay attention to in the second half is you're going to have to try, and this is what sucks, it's like you're going to kind of have to get your wind up in a way. So are you going to have to play him minutes that you don't want to play him? If you're going from 29 minutes a night to 43, like that's going to might take its toll. So I don't know some of their opponents, but damn.
The last two seasons where Donovan was playing 43 minutes all of February and March, and by the time April came around,
I think he's going to be
gassed out.
A lot fresher. But I'm looking at Donovan Mitchell against Orlando last year in the final three games that mattered, the 5, 6, and 7 games, 40 minutes, 42, 45. Guys, there's going to be no bench minutes.
Yeah.
So you got to play your best lineups. Now, analytically, their best lineups all include Max Strus, but that's not against Boston. That's just a different series.
I watched the hand get pushed down and the little guy.
Who is in Hudson? It just says number one. Who the hell is in
number
Hudson?
Number one.
Number one. Woo! In Hudson. Congratulations on all your success. You're next up on the fan.
Yeah, this is Phil in Hudson. I'm not number one. I don't
Phil
know
in Hudson. No, you're number one to us now, buddy boy. Go right on ahead.
Yeah, you know, this who starts kind of thing, like, does it even really matter? I mean, it's the NBA. You can, you know, if Strus isn't playing well, you just sub him out. I mean, I would leave him in to start.
I think it mattered last year to Darius Garland when we talked about him. People wanted to stick him on the bench, and I mean, we fought tooth and nail about that. I think it matters to some of these guys, yes.
Well, yeah, in the regular season, Phil, when their record is what it is, right now, no. It does not matter who starts any of these. You could bring Donovan Mitchell off the bench last night. They're killing these teams. But in the playoffs, if we're talking about a team that's trying to win a championship, yeah, I hear you.
You know, I would say don't upset the apple cart. And then, if Strus isn't playing well in the first couple minutes, then sub him out.
You'd have a quick.
But we got a new apple cart.
You like that analogy?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I mean, a quick hook. I get it if you say, all right, well, let's start him, and then he gets the quick hook.
But is that a plan, though? Because I don't want to – I mean, you're fighting confidence. Phil, thank you for the call. You're fighting confidence for a guy like Max Strus, all right? Do I automatically – well, if you miss a couple of shots, then I'm pulling your ass out of there and we're bringing DeAndre Hunter in. Then I'm hurting
psychology.
Yeah, so I don't want to mess with – because everything about this team is, hey, everybody's got a green light. Take the shot. Well, now if I take – that away from Max Strus, I'm going to hurt myself. Then he does just become a guy running around and trying to get in people's way. That's not what I need Max Strus to do. Like, he's not just an effort guy to go out there and play defense. Like, I do want him to shoot. Now, yeah, you can disagree all you want about how good of a shooter he is, but you still want him to have the green light.
Jesse
and Willoughby. All right, Uncle Jesse, hit it.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're doing well.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more just listening to you. You know, this team, they were put together. Now the goal is to beat the Celtics, right? I feel like the Cavs management feels they could match up with anybody in a series pretty well, except Boston. You saw the last game. When Garland and Mitchell start that game, all Boston does is keep picking and rolling and switching Tatum or Brown directly on Garland or Mitchell, and it's a mismatch. You have to start DeAndre Hunter in that series particularly to really and play him heavy minutes because you need that size on the perimeter because the Celtics, it's a one matchup.
Well, let me ask you this because I think I would agree with you, but they play him on the 28th. It's their last game against Boston before they would see him in the playoffs. Would you start DeAndre Hunter or would you bring him off the bench?
I mean, I'm going to start him in that game because
I'd bring him off the bench. I wouldn't want to give anything away.
Well, you don't want to give it away, but I'm pretty sure
Celtics know. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I don't want to put nothing on tape.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, you're probably right. I mean, Strus, when we get Okoro back, you know, he adds a little size, too, to add some defensive matchups, but you can't play him heavy minutes because of his lack of offense. But, I'm starting DeAndre Hunter, especially in that series. And I think Kenny Atkinson's smart enough to, you know, play the matchups. But if you're against the Knicks, if he feels like it's better to keep DeAndre Hunter on the bench and start Strus, then so be it. But in that series against the Celtics, if you want to win a title or get to the finals, DeAndre Hunter has to play heavy minutes in that series.
Totally agree. Jesse, thank you very much for the call.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.